Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Echoing Divine Whispers, the call to share God's revelations. And today's focus is sharing what God has revealed to you. In a world hungering for truth and authenticity, the act of sharing what God has revealed to us becomes not just an act of faith, but a beacon of hope. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 doesn't merely suggest, it commands us to step into the vast fields of humanity, armed with the truth of the gospel and the personal testimonies of God's movement in our lives. This sharing is a bridge connecting the personal to the universal and the individual experience to the collective journey of faith. It's about bearing witness to the living God, who speaks, acts, and transforms today as he has throughout history. Our springboard for today's discussion is Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." The charge to proclaim the gospel extends beyond the initial announcement of salvation. It encompasses the ongoing sharing of how God is actively working and through our lives. This personal aspect of gospel sharing enriches the fabric of the Christian community, encouraging others, strengthening our collective faith, and offering a tangible testament to God's active presence in the world. Sharing God's revelations is an integral part of the discipleship, a reciprocal act of giving and receiving that underpins the growth and health of the body of Christ. Let's do a little focus training. 1. Pray for opportunities. Begin each day by asking God to provide opportunities to share what he has revealed to you. Be open to both the expected and the unexpected. 2. Cultivating a testimony. Reflect regularly on what God is doing in your life. Be aware of God's movements. Makes it easier to share these insights with others. 3. Practice active listening. Engage deeply when others share their experiences with you. This mutual exchange fosters a richer community of faith. 4. Use everyday conversations. Look for natural ways to weave your spiritual insights into daily conversations without forcing them. Authenticity is key. 5. Embrace vulnerability. Sharing personal revelations requires vulnerability. Trust that God can use your openness to touch the hearts of others. 6. Study Scripture. Ground your sharing in the Bible. Understanding the broader biblical story helps contextualize personal revelations in the grand narrative of God's work. 7. Join a community group. Participate in small group or Bible study where sharing and discussing God's revelation is a regular practice. In conclusion, the call to share what God has revealed to us is a profound invitation to participate in the divine mission. It's about echoing the whispers of God in our hearts to a world desperate need of hearing his voice. This act of sharing strengthens our faith, encourages our brothers and sisters, and serves as a witness to the transformative power of the gospel. As we step out in obedience to Mark chapter 16, verse 15, let's do so with anticipation, knowing that our stories are part of God's bigger story, unfolding in creation. Now, today's call to action, intentionally share a piece of what God has revealed to you with someone. It could be a word of encouragement, a testimony of God's faithfulness, or an insight from your time with him. Observe the impact you share on both you and the recipient. And today's question of the day, what hesitations or challenges do you face in sharing what God has revealed to you, and how can you overcome them? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege of hearing your voice and seeing your hand at work in our lives. Give us the courage and the opportunities to share these divine revelations with others. May our words and actions reflect your truth and love. encouraging the body of Christ and drawing others closer to you. Equip us to be faithful messengers of your gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. As we move forward, embracing our role as messengers of God's revelations, may we find the joy in the sharing, strengthen the vulnerability, and a deepened sense of community in the collective journey of faith. Let our stories resonate with the melody of God's truth, inviting others to tune in to the divine whispers that guide, heal, and transform.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarch2b.com. That's www.myarch2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.